sea creature called leatherback turtle. Jenny Dovanikin of Florida Atlantic University has shown that there are advantages of the leatherback's streamlined shape. Swimming leatherback turtles have a lower drag, more efficient than other species, indicating more efficient force. To swim at the same distance to other sea turtles of the comparable size and weight, leatherback turtles spend on average 20% less energy. Among all the deep diving animals, the champions have always been assumed to be the marine mammals, the great whales, and the airless seals. Our recent investigations, however, suggest that leatherbacked sea turtles may also be ranked among the ocean's greatest air-breathing dive reptiles. While marrying the dives of the leatherbacked sea turtles near St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands, scientists recorded a 650-pound female that sank to more than 3,330 feet and remained there for 37 minutes. High pressure also poses a challenge to the deep diver in terms of strong forces that could compress the chest, causing broken bones or tissue damage. Unlike its hard-shelled relatives, leatherbacks has a softer shell made up from widely separated ribs embedded in a thick tissue, and whole structure is overlaid with a leathery skin. How do the deep-diving animals, whales, seals, penguins, and leatherback turtles avoid decompression sickness and other hazards while they dive to the great depths, even sleep for long period of time? Many of the deepest diving marine mammals have a small lungs and forcefully exhale before diving. In addition to reducing the buoyancy so that they can dive more easily, this severely limits the amount of nitrogen in their bloodstream. One reason the leatherback ranges so far may be its specialized diet. This giant of the sea feeds mainly on jellyfish, full of high protein, and other useful minerals that require during the day. Although the variety of jellyfish and related prey are abundant, they are eaten by few other animals. As one might suspect, a life spent eating mostly jellyfish requires some special adaptations to make the job easier. During the 1984 and 1985 nesting seasons, with assistance of scientists, attached recorders to 10 female leatherbacks that just laid eggs. As a result, we were able to monitor the pattern of migration in Atlantic Ocean when they returned to the sea. Some of the longest travel recorded for many animal have been made by this marine turtle. In 1970, a female leatherback snagged when she nested in Suriname on the northeast coast of South America. Less than 1 year later, she was captured off the coast of Ghana, West Africa, having traveled 3,700 miles across the Atlantic Ocean. Upon returning to the surface, the turtles changed a quick breath and immediately headed straight down again. Little or no time was given to sleep or rest. We then began to track and tag the turtles when they swim back to the surface. On closer examination, we noticed a difference in dives depending on the time of the day. Night dives were shallower, with less in-depth than day dives. Leatherbacks are such swimmers that they rarely stop moving, a behavior that has made it impossible to keep them in captivity. The front flippers are more than half the length of the turtle's body and generate power from huge muscles, which can account for 30% of the animal's total body weight. Since leatherbacks cannot easily be studied in captivity, researchers have been developing methods of studying them at sea. They used a recorder, an instrument capable of recording location and depths in sea, developed by Gerald Kuhlman of the Psychological Research Laboratory. The device has been used to study diving marine animals. While they keep diving, scientists soon realized that the turtles were probably costing much of the energy to follow their food source. In tropical waters, jellyfish are most common at great depths, in a biological zone called the deep scattering layer. Discovered shortly after development of the sonar, this zone consists of a layer of zooplankton that hovers below 1,800 feet during the day and migrates to the surface at night.